Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chelmachol, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Megillas Eicha, and we are in Perek Gimel, the longest of the Parakim in Eicha. It's three times as long. Ani Agever Ani Bishavet Evraso, Yirmiyahu, in a personal statement, says he saw more affliction than all the other Nevi'im who told about the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. It was destroyed in his day. So he says, I'm the one person who's seen it by the rod of Hashem's anger. He has driven me on and on into tremendous amount of darkness to an unknown destination. Only against me did he turn his hand repeatedly all day long. I'm the only one who has had that experience. He wore away my flesh and skin through exposure, says Rashi, and he broke my bones. He besieged and encircled me with bitterness and travail. Right? In other words, he built against me a siege, says the Targum. He placed me in darkness like the eternally dead. There was darkness within darkness. He walled me in so I can't escape. He surrounded me with armies lying in wait, said Rashi. He weighed me down with chains. I would cry out, and he didn't listen to my tefillas. Rashi says he closed the windows of the of tefillah, right? And others say that all the other impediments, they put us through so many fences that our voice wouldn't be heard, even if we got called out or we were gagged, so to speak, in that regard. Still, notwithstanding, Shari Demos Lonin Alu, the gates of tefillah have never been locked. Gadar Derachai Begazisni Sivosai Iva. He had walled up my roads with hewn stones, entangled up my paths. What does that mean? I couldn't follow the straight road because of the enemies in that regard. Dov Orev Huli Ari B'Mistarim. He is a lurking bear to me, a lion in hiding. Right? In other words, the enemy is like that, or maybe even HaKadosh Baruch was like that, according to Rashi. He strewn my paths with thorns and made me tread carefully, made me desolate. In other words, he took me from prison to my trial. He made me, he put through thorns over there. He bent his bow and set me up as a target for the arrow. He shot into my vitals, using the arrows of his quiver. I became a laughing stock to all my people, the object of their jibe all day long. He shot me through arrows. He missed most of my vital organs so that the people could make fun of me. And I became the depraved element of my people, which applied to the Roman destruction. A large people were Hellenized. They identified more with the enemy than they did with their own people, says the Targum over here, as it was very seriously a point where people were lost. Or, says the Lechem Dimma over here, the speaker is actually a Jewish person who gave up his faith to save his life, but was later subjected to torture. And he fears those who choose death over becoming Mishumadim are laughing at him for the foolishness of their decision. When you have a chance to be Mekadesh Hashem Barabim, we have to do that. His Biani Bimrorim, Irvani Lana, he satiated me with bitterness. As when he was done making fun of me and filling me with arrows, he gave me maror to eat and oil of wormwood to drink, right? And that's, worse. By a grace, Bechatzas Shinaich Bishani Baifer, he ground my teeth on gravel. He made me cower in ashes. But his Nach, Mishalom, in other words, prior to the destruction, Hashem told Yechezkel to set an example for the people and have a mess kit with that which they would need when they went into Galus. The people didn't take that warning seriously, so they were unprepared. And so the Jews had to knead their dough in holes in the ground, and then the bread that had gravel in it broke their teeth, and he had to walk over ashes. My soul despaired of having peace. I forgotten goodness, right? I forgotten the peace I once enjoyed, says the Lechem Dimmer. I said, gone is my strength and my expectation from Hashem. I thought I lost my share in the Olam Haba, Rashi says. Or as Ibn Ezra says, I never ever enjoyed prosperity. Remember my afflictions and my sorrow, the wormwood and the bitterness. Remember how bad it was. My soul remembers well and it makes me despondent. In other words, I know you'll recall my poverty and my wretchedness. Zosa shiv eli bi alkein ochil. And this stuff, I will keep in my mind. That's why I still have hope. And what do I remember? Chazdei Hashem kilo samnu kilo chal rachamav. I remember that Hashem's chesed never ever ends, right? And this is what gives me hope. Chadashim labekarim rabba munasecha. There are new every morning. And great is your faithfulness. I always remember Hashem's chesed. And that's what we say, Chalki Hashem amra nafshi alkeinu chilo. Hashem's my portion. That's why I have hope. Tova Hashem l'kovav l'nefesh tedrushenu. Hashem is good to those who trust in Him, to the soul that seeks Him. Tov yachid v'yachil v'dumam l'sishuas Hashem. It's good to hope submissively for Hashem's salvation. Tov l'geber kisa ol b'ne'urav. It's also good for a man that he bears a yoke in his youth, meaning it's good to have a moral discipline. That does help. Let a person be sit alone and be silent. Let him reflect over the cause of what causes him problems. Sometimes let him put his mouth to the dust. There may still yet be hope. Let him bow down, that his mouth goes all the way down to the ground, says Ibn Ezra. Maybe there's hope there. Let a person offer his cheek to let him be filled with disgrace. In other words, let him take his yisurin and confess to Hashem. Kilo yisnach li olam Hashem. Hashem doesn't reject forever. Ki im hogav richam kirov chasadav. Hashem shows mercy based on his chesed. Kilo inal milibo, because he doesn't torment capriciously by yage v'nei ish, and he doesn't afflict man. The dake tachas raglav koasir eretz, he doesn't crush under his feet the prisoners of the earth. All human beings are prisoners of the earth. They can't get away from Hashem. Latos mishpat gever neged pnei elyon. The Hashem also doesn't deny justice in the presence of a person on high. Now, Hashem doesn't deny justice, says the Ibn Ezra, simply because Hashem is the Most High. He can do whatever He wants, but what He wants to do is to judge, to provide justice. La beis adam berivo, Hashem lo ra'a, to wrong a man in his conflict, Hashem doesn't approve. Mizel marvate Hashem lo tziva, whose decree was ever fulfilled unless Hashem said it? Don't you know good and bad both come from Hashem? What should a living man complain? A person for his sins. A person has an opportunity. It's not all over. We're not totally lost. Let's go and search our ways and return to Hashem. Maybe what we should do is lift our eyes with our hearts to Hashem in heaven. The issue is about us. We did averos. All Hashem did is not forgive us. You enveloped yourself in anger and pursued us. You slain us mercilessly. In other words, you created a barrier of anger to separate between us, right? Sakosa v'anan lach me'avor tefila. You wrapped yourself in a cloud that no prayer can pierce. Right, sechi umaos tesimena b'kerav v'agoyim, and you made us as filth and refuge among the nations. With, you know, as the nations try, like you have filth, like mucus in the lungs, says Rashi, they try to spit us out. Patzu aleim piim kol oyvenu, or our enemies jeered at us. Pachad v'pachas hayalan washes v'ashaver, we had panic and pitfalls, ravage and ruin. Palgim mayim teirad eni al shever basami. And my eyes shed streams of water at the shattering of my people. Any nigra velo sidme beina fugos. My eye will flow and won't cease without relief. Ad asher yashkif ad yashkif yera Hashem yishamayim till Hashem sees. So since tefillah is lost, let's at least allow tears to work. Any olala lenafshi mikobanos iri. My eyes brought me grief over all the daughters of my city. I shed more tears even than they. I've been constantly ensnared like a bird. And they cut off my life in a pit and threw stones at me. Water flowed over my head. I said I was doomed. Right? In other words, I'm losing myself among the nations, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So, Karasi Shemach Hashemi Bar Tachtios, I called out to you from this low place. Koli Shamata, you heard my voice. Al Talei Maznech Al Rav Chasi L'Shavasi. Don't turn away from my tefillah when I cry out. Karafta Yibiyom Ekraeka, you drew nearer on the day I would normally cry out to you. Amarta Al Tira, you said, don't worry. Ravta Hashem Rivei Nafshi Galta Chayai, you always champion my cause, Hashem. Right, Ra'isa Hashem Abbas Asi Safsa Mishpati. You saw the injustices I suffer, and you judge my cause. Ra'isa Kol Nikmasam Komach Shavo Samli, and you saw their vengeance, all their designs against me. Shamata Cherpasam Hashem Komach Shavo Samalai. You heard their insults, all their designs. Right, Sifse Kamai Beg Yonam Alai Kolayom. The speeches and the thoughts of my enemies are against me all day. Right. Shiftam v'kimasam habita ani mangimasam. Everything they do, look, in everything they do, I'm the butt of their jokes. So tashiv lam gemul Hashem kimasi idem. You have to do to them like what they did to us. Titein lam megina slave talascha lahem. Give them a broken heart. May your curse be on them. Tirdof ba'avetash midem mitach Hashemei Hashem. And Hashem, you should pursue them in anger and destroy them from under the heavens. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That is our hope, says Yirmiyahu, and that is the hope that we have for the enemies. We'll continue. We'll pick up where we left off with the Parak Aleph and Parak Hey when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.